Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Church.
In the right church,
serving the only right God,
serving the only right God,
and you know that is right.
And you know that is right.
Jesus
is
all that you need.
It's all that you need
to have all your needs met.
To have all your needs
and
met.
Today, Jesus will not disappoint you.
Jesus will not disappoint you.
If that is your faith, put your hands together for the Lord, and please take your seat. In the presence of the Lord, welcome to today's encounter. That is your covenant day of healing. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I didn't hear you. It's your covenant day of healing. Hallelujah. Amen. Shortly, I want us to go through the word of God, and we'll be rising to pray concerning our health. Amen. Father, we thank you for this second session. Holy Spirit, do your work once again. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we must understand that the ministry of Jesus is characterized by instant healing. And God actually anointed him for healing. In Acts chapter 10, 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good, healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. So you must understand that every sickness, every disease is an oppression of the devil. Never take it lightly. Every sickness and every disease is as a result of the oppression. Because those who were oppressed by the devil, them he healed. So when the devil is oppressing your life, sometimes it shows in a form of what? Sicknesses and what? Disease. Praise God. Now you must understand that all the people Jesus healed also had their instant healing at that time, because he was anointed to heal. He was anointed to heal. In Matthew 10 verse 1, Jesus also sent his disciples. He sent them to also manifest the same grace. He said, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against what? Against unclean spirits. And to cast them out and to all manner of what? And all manner of what? I'm building your faith, so follow me. So, as Jesus was anointed to heal, anyone that he also sent, he also endowed them with the grace to do what? The reason why today you will be healed is that God has sent me. If you are not healed, then my calling is questionable. That's it. If you are not healed, then my calling is what? Because anyone he sent, he gave them the grace to do what? Praise God. All manner of what? Somebody is blessed. So today, Jesus' ministry, or the ministry of Jesus, is available to everyone here. Because he has sent his servant to heal. In Matthew 12, 15, we must understand that it is everyone who believes. Healing is meant for anyone who believes. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitude followed him, and he healed them all. He healed them. So those who followed Jesus, none was left out, no distinction. Everybody was what? Healed completely. Continue. And charge them that they should not make it known. Let me tell you, today your healing will be evident. What a blessing. Everyone that followed him. The Bible says that he went to his own city, and those who did not believe did not receive the healing. Amen. So in as much as God has sent his servant to come and heal you, and that is the proof of the fact that God has called me, it is also embedded on your faith to receive. Are you with me?
Yes.
Jesus went to his own hometown. He did all the things he has to do. But some were not healed. Why? The Bible says because of their unbelief. So it will only take your faith in Jesus for your healing to be evident. Somebody is blessed. I want everybody to understand that it is the will of God for you to be healed today. Today, 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 right now. It is the will of God for you to be healed. 3 John 2 says that I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Wow. So when you become a child of God or born again, from that moment, your soul begins to prosper. And by reason of that, it affects your financial wealth and it affects your healing, your body. He said, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in good health. So as your soul prospers in the word of God, you also walk in divine healing. It is very important. It is very important. No healing takes place outside the prosperity of your soul. In other words, you are healed when your soul is being nourished in the word of God. Just as I'm doing right now. So as the word of God is coming to you and you are receiving the word, faith comes into your life and it permeates into every area where healing is required. An instant time. That place begins to prosper. The prosperity of your soul brings healing to your body. When you become the redeemed, I want you to understand that God takes the responsibility of making sure that you are healed. Praise God. He takes what? To make sure you are healed and also to look after your health. To look after your health. And to heal you always. The healing ministry of Jesus is not for everybody, but for the redeemed. It's for the redeemed. In other words, those who are saved. Those who are saved. The ministry, healing ministry of Jesus is not for everybody, but for those who are saved. In other words, those who are his children. In Luke Matthew 15, verse number 26. Matthew 15, verse 26. And he answered and said, it is not meet, listen, to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. You know the story. A woman carried her daughter following Jesus. The disciples said, oh, woman, take your daughter away. You are disturbing the master. Now, she caught the attention of Jesus. And Jesus said, woman, what should I do for you? He said, I want healing for my daughter. He said, what kind of then are you asking? Don't you know that it is not right to give the children's bread to the dogs? Wow. Now, so far more can say only. Send a numa some now so far about the journey a hand time. There's a meme a crammy. I am a second cram me pama de me bent. Jesus, you see, things don't happen in order to favor your cause. Everything that happened in scripture was for our profiting. And Jesus, anytime he was speaking, was not speaking only to the now, but also to the future. Are you understanding me? Even though Jesus knew that he was going to pray for the daughter and for the daughter to be healed, he needed to use the occasion to establish a truth. Do you understand? Sometimes there are things that happens to you. It happens in order for the truth to be established. And what is the truth? It is not good for the children's bread to be given to the dogs. Who are the dogs? They're unsaved. They're hot. They're unsaved. They're unsaved. They're unsaved. They're unsaved. And who are the children? The saved ones. So if you're a child of God, you must understand that healing becomes a bread you eat. Only a few people responded. And I know they are the ones that are going to be healed today. Oh, yes. I mean, whether you like it or not, I know that God has called Pastor Obed. I mean, and I want you to understand that if it doesn't happen to you, then it is your own fate. Because I can do everything for you, but I can't receive for you. I cannot what? The reception, it lies with you. Somebody's blessed. So, healing is a bread to God's children. And today he's going to feed you with one. Wow. Is that your highest response? Wow. If there's somebody who is not saved, but one way or the other receives healing, it means that God has extended his mercy upon that person. But for us as children, we eat healing as bread. It means that God feeds us. He provides healing all the time. Just as your parents provide meals all the time, the same way Jesus gives his healing to you as a bread because you are his child. And nobody is living here without the meal. Without feeding on Jesus. What a blessing. Matthew chapter 4 verse 23. The healing of Jesus covers all manner of sickness and disease. It covers all manner of sickness and disease. Every sickness and disease. Say that. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of what? And all manner of disease among the people. Every disease that was brought to him was healed. Today, by reason of this encounter, may every manner of disease, every manner of disease that has been represented here, even the ones that the scientists and the doctors are researching on, we decree and declare divine healing now, divine healing now, divine healing now. Listen, Jesus was not organizing healing service. He was only teaching and preaching the gospel. And the Bible says, as he was teaching and preaching, people were being healed. So the word has power to heal. This morning I pray somebody that even as the word of God is coming, by the time you leave here, may your symptoms vanish from your body. By the time you get home, may your symptoms leave your body now. And you be healed in the name of Jesus. Don't wait for a special moment where I lay my hands on you. Because looking at the number, I can't lay my hands on everybody. It is very important. And for once, I have come to realize that the grace God has given me by his own infinite wisdom is the fact that in a service like this, I may not even mention your name or call you up or tell your issue, but as you connect by faith, by the time you leave, whatever you brought here would have been dissolved. Those who have been with me for some time can attest to the fact. No, you don't have to be seen before you can be touched. Jesus is here and he knows your need. He knows why you came. Some of you traveled all the way just to be here for one thing. And I cannot, by my own human intuition, be able to select those I have to pray for. God knows your heart. And today, by your connection, by the connectivity of your heart, may he come through for you. May Jesus begin to touch everybody one by one. By his mighty hand, receive your healing now. So, any sickness that has a name, even those that the doctors have not been able to give it a name. Now, it's amazing that once they realize the sickness, then they find a name for it. Immediately, they give it a name. But this morning, all manner of diseases be healed now. Don't tag any sickness to be difficult under the presence of Jesus Christ. Never. Some of you may have tagged certain diseases for this one. Let me tell you, there has never been a sickness that has not been healed on this altar. I'm telling you. Talk of HIV 3 different times with results to prove. 3 times HIV completely vanished. Sickle cell. God change an AS to become, no, yes, AS to become AA. Right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. Prostate cancer, it vanished like something. Breast cancer, 3 times. 3 times here on this altar. They were scheduled for surgery. By the time they got to the doctor, and the doctor re-examined, he said, but there's nothing wrong with you. Meanwhile, the same doctor with x-rays to prove, the same doctor, today, may God arise on your behalf, intervene in your situation, and terminate every sickness right now. Terminate every disease right now. By the sound of my voice, we command every disease to leave your body now. What a blessing. There are things we need to know. I'm sharing only one because of time. The things I need to know so far as my healing is concerned. You must understand that your healing, your total healing, has been fully paid. Your total healing has been fully paid. And this must be knowledge in you, and it must progress to wisdom. It must be a knowledge in you, and it must progress to wisdom, that my total healing has been paid. The price for my total healing has been paid. The price
has been paid. The price for your total healing has been paid. It is not now that he's going to pay. No, it is not now that he's going to pay. It has been paid already. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, it was paid long time. Long time. Long time. 1 Corinthians 6, 20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Listen. The price of your body has been paid. So it is up to you from now to begin to glorify God with your body. In other words, your body must start glorifying God from today. And anything that is sick, diseased, infirmed cannot glorify God. Where is the glory in your sickness? Where is the glory of God in your sickness? Where is the glory of God in your trouble, in your pain? No. Not on this altar. Anything that does not speak well must not glorify God. Anything that is not responding well in your life, it does not glorify God. So when you are sick, it doesn't glorify God. That is the reason why today you must be healed. I said you must be healed. Not you can't be healed. I said you must be healed. What was the value for your health? What was the price for your health that Jesus had to pay? It was the price of his own blood. The price of his own blood. Praise God. Hallelujah. He used his own blood to pay for your body. Therefore, your body must honor him. Your body must glorify him. If there is any sickness in your body that it does not honor God, from today, we command that sickness to leave. Because this body must glorify God. Come up, touch your body and say, this body today must glorify God. Therefore, any sickness, any disease in me today, you are living now so that my body can glorify. I see it happening already. I said, I see it happening already. I said, I see it happening already. Imagine you being sick and you went to the hospital. And by the time you got to the hospital, even before the doctors would take care of you, go and do all the labs and then the tests and everything, they said that a man came here and has paid all your bills. Before everything will start, they said, oh, we met a man. He has paid all. Even other days in the future, that you will fall sick and come to the hospital, he has already taken care of it. That is the kind of payment that has been made on your health. So today you are not permitted to be sick. Because Jesus, when he died on the cross, shed his blood so that your healing will be paid. And let me tell you something. In scripture, we call something double jeopardy. It means that the price that has been paid, the penalty of a sin should not be done twice. Every sin must receive its recompense, reward, or judgment. So once something has been satisfied, a payment has been satisfied, you don't have to leave to go and pay of that same offense again. The Bible says that the affliction will not come the second time. Listen, whatever disease you are confronted with, God sent me this morning to come and tell you, it has already been fully paid. Not just by anything, but the blood of the Son of God. There has been an exchange. His life has been exchanged with your life. The blood is the life of every living thing. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, there has been an exchange over your head. No sickness, no disease under the sound of my voice is permitted to live in your body anymore. Therefore, we command it to live now. It has been fully paid.
I want to say it again. No sickness, no disease is permitted this morning to stay in your body. To stay in your body. To stay in your body.
So getting sick again or getting sick means you are paying it double. When you have to get sick, it means you are hurt. You are paying double. But the word says that the affliction will not happen the second time. You will not go through that again. You don't need to pay for the punishment of your sickness again. Jesus did it all on the cross. How did he do it? By his stripes. By his stripes, we were healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree. On the tree, which means on the cross. Am I communicating? Yes. That we being dead to sin. Let me tell you, every sickness, every disease is as a result of sin. It may not be direct, but it has influence. Dead to sin should live unto righteousness. So by his death, we die to sin. By his resurrection, we are alive with him in righteousness. And this new life we have in righteousness was as a result of his stripes. By his stripes, we are healed. Let me tell you, Jesus, before he went on the cross, was given 39 lashes plus one. And it is believed that we have we have 39 main diseases. 39 main diseases. Other diseases are associates. But there are 39, the scientists have been able to prove that there are 39 major diseases in the world. 39 major diseases. And each of the disease was a lash. Each of the disease was a lash. It was a payment that Jesus had to receive with his own body. So that you will not live to be afflicted. One disease that I'm so angry and in my spirit about. And when I hear my spirit break loose, is what they call fibroid. I don't know where it came from. In the beginning, it was not so. I spoke to one nurse and said, every woman has it. And I said, in the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, it was not so. There was nowhere was recorded in Bible that anybody had fibroid. Why do you have to entertain it? This morning, let all manner of fibroid. Say in the beginning it was not so. Therefore, I will not live to die by this sickness. Never
entertain any sickness. In the beginning, it was not so. It was not so. It was the same altar. It was the same altar. We prayed such a prayer somewhere last year.
A fibroid that was there immediately. By the next morning, she bled and all the fibroid has melted completely. A couple came here. They were sitting just right there. As they were coming, the wife could feel it. She could feel it. I don't know, those of you who have it, you know, it moves. She could feel that the thing was there. And it has been there anytime she was feeling it. When they came here after the prayer, he just told the husband said, Govi, I didn't mean who be you. In this atmosphere, anything showing up in your life as a sentence, let them vanish right now. You will never see it again no more. You will see it again no more. I said you will see it again no more. In the name of Jesus Christ. What a blessing. Jesus has paid the price for everyone. I don't know the kind of sickness you are confronted with. It can be a blood disease. It can be a bone disease. It can be a terminal disease. It can be mind disorder. Let me tell you, he healed all manner of disease. Praise God. Before we pray, why do believers become sick? Why do they become sick? One, lack of knowledge. And two, irresponsibility. Irresponsibility. Lack of knowledge. They lack the knowledge and revelation God has given them concerning their health. And two, irresponsibility. We live irresponsibly. And that gives access to the devil. The devil will not leave you because you want healing. We must always wage war for him to leave. The devil will not leave you because you are a child of God. You must always wage war for him to heal, to leave. What should I do in this service of Covenant Day of Healing? You must arise. In other words, you must get up and say to yourself that this sickness cannot kill me. You must be angry with him and reject all forms of sickness in your body. Reject it. The Bible says that from the days of John the Baptist and now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. That thing is there because you have allowed it. That sickness is still in your life because you have all. Because you have allowed it. Today, if you will reject it, it will no more be there. This morning, I want us to pray. Whatever your sickness is, I want you to cast this off. Lay it under the cross. He says that who bore our own sins in his body. He bore it in his body. He bore it in his body. And took it on the cross. That we will not live unto sin anymore. We will not be dead to sin anymore. But we will be alive in righteousness. By his stripes, we are here. Today, may your healing be evident. Are you ready for it? Be on your feet. You must understand that it is only Jesus who heals.
It is only Jesus who does the healing. And in this moment, he does it through his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a healing agent. I want you to yield yourself up to him. Open up yourself to the Holy Spirit. Let him take over your life and your body this moment. How many of you believe in Jesus? You believe that he is the healer? And you believe that he's going to heal you today? Yes. Then raise your two hands and love him. Just love him. Love Jesus with your heart and with your words. Love him right now. Talk to Jesus right now. Or lift up your hands and do it better. If I say, "Would free wakuma muna udo rade, free wakuma muna do rade." Oneni yari safo, oneni yendu yefo. Ono, ono, and we see si ayari sama nema. We see si ayari sama nema. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. We see si ayarisa any atuma manema. Oh, dono. Fa wakume nyina amano. Fa hunyina shanisa. Bio hoho munyina amano. Oh, bio hoho munyina. Bio anana bio hoho munyina amano. Kaso nyame hoho me famido mumuna no pe. Erade hoho me famido mum. Erade on cron cron fami domo fami ni pedi out domo fama gin domo mi jami pe mu nyina de ma na no pe mi jami pe mu nyina de ma na no pe mi jami pe mu nyina de ma na no pe pia ona bon pa rizani ara ara bo shane de 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 bo. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Jau pemo. Jau pemo ma yesu na no pe. Bible se mo wa so amo ne so abre. Na mo komo ribuo. Omra men China mama wa home. And na no pe. Erade dia home e bro. And na no pe erade dia home e bro. And I don't pay right in your home, bro. And I don't pay right in your home, bro. Kanda yararabo shanaraba. Free wakume munyina. Out of the depths of your soul. Out of the recesses of your soul. Jaupe muma yesu. Kachene se ni muna odo ore ashe. Ni muna odo ore ashe. Jau munyina ma yesu na no pe. Yesu Christo na mo ho kron kron so fami domo. Na mo adoya so fami domo. Na mo adom so fami domo. Ewo yesu demo. Ewo yesu demo. Oh piano 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 piano. Yes, Come on, he's here. Raise your voice. Shande rebo shadama. Kando rebo shadadadadada. Repandi gadi rebo shadabada. Ibarra katayadadadada. Ibarra
Come on.
Erase omona. Opia pejan san on to be. Bese mira. Ano peyo. Yes, we are. Oh, don't we be? Missy, Razi, woman, I'll pay you. Come on, raise your voice. Raise your hands, he sees. He can shada da 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 da. Yes, we are. Oh, don't we.
There is this old song that says, Jesus Christ, you are done for. You are heavenly soul.
Come on, come on, raise it. Your confession shall be yours. Yes, O Christ. Don't go. And I don't pray all domos, Christ don't go so cry.
What have you done?
Come on, se obi, se obi. Come on, rebanda da 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 ba do. Come on, raise it up.
Jesus,
password in the Ubani Achewana. Come on, raise it high above your head. Come on, raise your voice. Let the blood begin to speak for you. Let the blood speak for you. Let the voice of the blood begin to speak this morning. The voice of the blood. 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 The the voice of the blood. Reservoir. Yes. A give you a bon sample so the dunya. What you don't cast about? We are right about. Yeah. Oh, baby. This is our vision.
Anyone that was saved, Obibiara, Eradiche, no, no. What followed after was healing. Psalm 103. He says that, put it there. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name too. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Praise God. Now he talked about the benefit. He says that who forgiveth thy heart? And the next one, what happened? So whenever you are forgiven, your sickness automatically leaves. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but receive the forgiveness of God. By the blood of Jesus, I declare you are forgiven.
Amen.
In the legal grounds on which the enemy is tormenting your body, afflicting your life with all manner of diseases, today you are forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus paid the penalty of your sins. Jesus. He paid the price for your sins.
Yes, Lord.
He paid the price for your sins.
Yes, Lord.
Therefore, you have been forgiven.
Amen.
I said you have been forgiven.
Amen.
Any sickness in your life as a result of a sin you committed, that the devil had his way against you, today by the blood of Jesus Christ, you are completely forgiven. If Jesus died on the cross, then you are forgiven. If your faith is in Jesus, then you are forgiven. Today I declare you the righteousness of God. A new garment is placed on you. A garment of righteousness. A healing garment. A healing garment. The Bible says that all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Any sickness today is passed away now. It is part of the old life. Sickness and disease is part of the old life. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Hallelujah. Today in your new creation is devoid of sickness, is devoid of pain, is devoid of sickness and disease. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Receive your healing now.
Now you are going to command that healing to leave. You know it. The Bible says in Philippians 2, 9 and 10, wherefore has God highly exalted him and has given him a name that is above every other name. And at the mentioning of the name Jesus, every knee bows. So when you mention the name Jesus, an anointing is released. Yes. Healing anointing is released. So who bought a day Jesus Christ? Srangu bi wodinim.
Yes.
Eba. Na srangu no eya yarisa srangu.
Amen.
E din biani hon ma wa maswa chen e din yesu. Yes. Into a se so ba yesu din ya e din bi ankoto.
Yes.
Misi e din bi anya den.
Ankoto.
Fibroid ankoto.
Amen.
Diabetes and koto, high blood pressure and koto, adrenal yadie and koto, eni yadie and koto, ekon yadie and koto, sisi yadie koto, yadie bia and koto, ahrahu yadie, kidney yadie, intestines yadie, ulcer yadie, prostate cancer yadie. Sa el dipiara e wasasi so.
Yes, Lord.
Koto ne dey.
Jesus.
Yesterday.
Yes.
That is your prayer. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I declare the exalted name of Jesus.
As I declare the exalted name of Jesus.
Let every other name.
Let every other name.
Any other disease.
Any other disease.
A disease that has a name.
A disease that has a name.
Bow to the name of Jesus.
Bow to the name of Jesus.
And let the anointing that is in the name.
And let the anointing that is in the name.
Be released for my complete healing now.
Be released for my complete healing.
In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth and mention that name to God. Under the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Rest of all. 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 Come on, lift up your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Let the sickness bow to the name of Jesus. Let the sickness bow to the name of Jesus. Let the sickness bow to the name of Jesus. Let the sickness bow to the name of Jesus. Come on, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening now. It is happening now, it is happening now. Instant, declare your healing now. Declare your deliverance now. Declare your healing now. Declare your deliverance now. Cast it off, cast it off, cast it off, cast it off. Let every other name fade away. Every other disease be dissolved now.
Allah, 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 All
In the name of Jesus.
Now raise your hands, he's here. The Holy Spirit is here to touch you. Come on, as you worship him, he's touching you. As you worship him, he's touching you. He's our healer. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. He's already here. We are acknowledging his presence to heal. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. All hands be lifted. Come on. Oh, important Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, we bid you welcome to heal. Your presence is here. Kandobo Shabrandarababa Sharaba. Lebrande Kedekadobo Shandarabadabadabasha. Kandiado. Now raise your hands, every one of you, please. Kandobo Shandarabadab. Peace like a river. Now the healing power is coming on somebody. It's coming on you. It's falling like a rain. Come on, every one of you. Come on. It's coming on you. Come on, raise it.
The wind of your spirit.
Spirit of God, we give you glory. Come on.
Joy like a fountain.
Come on.
Heal the strength of life.
Come on, lift up your hands and receive it. He's touching you. He's touching you. He's touching you. Please do it again. Everybody be quiet as the song ministers to our spirit. Somebody to touch the place that you are infirmed. Everybody hold the place where you feel disease or you are sick. Touch that part of your body now. The Holy Spirit, our healer, is here. The Bible says that he sent forth his word to heal. Spirit of the living God, this is your time. This is your moment. We acknowledge your supremacy, your lordship over our lives and over our body. Your word says that you have paid the price for our body. And for that reason, we should glorify God with our body. I stand in by the authority of your word and in the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that anything in us, any disease in our body that does not glorify you, now in the name of Jesus, we command it to leave now. Every heart problem, ear problem, eye problem, mind problem, nose problem, neck problem, hand problem, every kidney, every liver problem, in the name of Jesus, every lungs problem, every intestinal problems, in the name of Jesus, every piles, every cancer, every ulcer, every waist pain, every form of blood disorderliness, in the name of Jesus Christ, every form of terminal disease disorderliness, we command you in the name of Jesus, take live now. All kinds of disease, go now. I decree a relief to everybody sick now. I decree a recovery of your health now. By the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing now. Let your health be recovered now with speed. Any threat to your body, any disease threatening your life, right now I command it to vanish out of your body. Let fibroid begin to vanish from bodies now. Disorders, emotional disorders, any calamity, any sickness, any pain, I command it to lose its hold. I command it to lose its hold. Blood cancer, in the name of Jesus Christ, lose your hold. HIV, lose your hold. In the name of Jesus Christ, any disease that has a name, and even those that don't have names, I command them to submit to the name of Jesus now. 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 Let eye problems be resolved now. Kanda brose, lemanta katosh, prazomani kapalia, lemenegedesh, pangodosh, langadea, rebadekotosh, pantolizakata. Let waist problem begin to go now. Spinal issues, go now. Nerve problems, go now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Rapayaradosh. By reason of Jesus, I declare you are healed. I declare you are the healed. From today you are protecting your health. You are the healed. I said you are the healed. I said you are the healed. I said you are the healed. You are protecting your health. No more sickness in your body. No more disease.
For your sins have been forgiven. And he has healed all your diseases. If you believe it, raise your hands and thank him. Thank him that your healing has been restored. Your health has been restored. Thank him for restoration of your health. Come on, if you believe it, you will thank him more. And you will thank him better. It has been restored. It has been restored. It has been restored. Come on, you will do it better. You will thank him that that thing has left your body. It 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 has left your body now.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.